Catholic, everybody's phones are on silent, please. And to note that our meeting is being recorded. It's public question time now, and any member of the public who wishes to ask a question or make a statement about something that's not related to our planning items is welcome to do so now. You've got 3 minutes to speak. You can ask two questions and just need to write your name and address. And so is anybody wanting to make a statement or ask a question that's not related to planning? Okay, we'll move into planning. Councillor Ganinan, Councillor Lambert, all those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
Sorry.
Oh yes, we need to accept. Yes, there's been an objection received, and this is in public question time. An objection has been received from Mr. Goll in relation to the approval of the kennel licence at 310 Perth Mill Road.
This is point of order, Madam Mayor. Do we remain in committee to read that, or do we go back out? I'm happy to move.
Yeah.
We go back
what
out.
What
did
I do?
Yeah. Did I put it?
Oh, no. Yes.
Yeah. Yes, I think I did.
I'll do it after then.
All right, do it after. Make sure I do it.
Sorry, who moved and seconded?
Councillor Ganinan, Councillor Lambert. Don't need to worry about that one. Okay, we're in planning now. So, is there anybody in the public who wishes to speak on planning one, which is 4143 Wellington Street, Longford? No? Okay, is there anybody who wishes to speak on planning two, which is part change to the use of the business and professional services, Hobart Road, Youngtown? Yes, just state your name and address and you've got 3 minutes.
Thank you, Mayor Knowles, councillors, Mr. Jennings, my name's Ben Grubb, property Strathroy, address 1785 Midland Highway, Bradorban. My family and I are not against the concept of the proposal. However, we cannot support further development in our area that decouples the provisions of water through Taswater from the approval process. We've been farming at Bradorban since 1887, with our current water connection being in place since 1963. Over the past 5 years, our access to water has been severely disrupted, restricted with poor and often low flows, in particular as we enter into the summer and getting earlier and earlier. It peaked in December of 21 when we needed to truck in water for our household consumption and livestock and heritage garden. We've made numerous attempts to have the problem resolved, discussions with Taswater in regards to our diminished flow rate, with very little solutions to date. The more approvals and development that happen in the area, they will have a major impact on our water availability. We have a historically significant garden that's heritage listed, with some trees well over 100 years old, and their long-term survival is contingent on water availability. We also are a registered Australian stock horse stud with a stallion and have the largest registrations of Australian stock horses in Tasmania, as well as Angus cattle and superfine Merino sheep. We would like to put to the council that you cannot in good conscience keep approving development in an area knowing the water availability is a current and critical issue. The planner has discussed that there should be limited water use by sole occupancy employee. However, it's unknown what landscaping and future water requirements will be required in the future, such as the significant water used by the landscaping in the adjacent funeral home, which happens to be the same applicant. It is all very well for the council to say that Taswater is not part of the planning process, yet we can't approve development where Taswater is not currently meeting the service obligations. And I ask the councillors just to consider our comments.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who wishes to speak on planning two? Okay, we'll move into planning one.
I'll move the recommendation, not planning one.
I'll second it.
Any discussion on planning one?
I think planning one is a good outcome in the sense that we've finally found a purpose for a very good heritage building, great history of the district, the Baptist Tabernacle. I think there was a couple of rams donated, and one ram paid for the tabernacle and estate, and so you know, wool was king. But it's a very significant building. We went through re-zoning of it and took a bit of effort, but finding a purpose for buildings like this is so important, and I'm sure that this will be this will now become a really good part of the heritage of Longford, and I'm very pleased to see that the funds of Raisins are coming in to set up an office there.
I think it's really wonderful that we are having someone move into the building, but they are treating with the utmost respect as well. I think what they've put together here is really sensible and something that I think the community will be very pleased with as per the representatives. It's nice to have representatives coming in and actually supporting, wholeheartedly supporting development applications that come through. And so often, you know, we don't necessarily get a lot of that. So it was quite refreshing to read so much support from the community, which is lovely. So I absolutely support the proposal. I think they've done a really tasteful job of it, and I congratulate them. And I think it's a very fitting business to be moving into our rural municipality. So
absolutely.
Councillor Polly. Yeah, just to give credit to some of those people who've made presentations, at least some of those actually actively campaigned after saving the building to actually work to get someone to take the building out, and that's been successful, and I think it's a win-win.
Okay, I'll put the recommendation. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. Planning 2, Hobart Road, Yarrantown.
Do
you wish to speak to it at all, Mr.
Dodier?
Not a good sense.
Well, it represents any comments in relation to the water issue. That seems to be quite relevant.
Certainly understand and appreciate the issue with the lack of water supply or the impact on water supply. The thing is that the rural zone that is in has no requirements for, you know, connection to water or not. There's no consideration under the scheme for that impact. As stated in the report, it is a Taswater issue. Feed supply, contact being made with Taswater for a suitable supply. So I really don't see any grounds of refusal on water supply concerns.
Have we had any representations ourselves or talked to water to make sure that something can be done or negotiated for?
No, we haven't.
Is it possible to have it adjourned so they could take place to the next month's meeting? I mean, what's the time factor?
It would be. Hang on, what time here? 13th of October. It'll be deemed approval, so it won't make it to the next meeting. 17th of October.
Well, can I move that the matter be deferred to the General Manager to seek further advice on the water issue? I think it's an important issue for the land person involved, so I would move the... and ultimately, if something can't be worked out by then, the General Manager would then have to approve it, but at least it gives some time about 2 weeks to see if some sort of resolution pressure can be brought about with water to the Water Authority to actually address it. So I'll move that.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Councillor Calvert.
But I'd just like to add into it that if we write to Taswater and point out the concerns that have been raised tonight, we can have a little bit more weight in terms of the council.
Sorry, somebody else put their hand up on this side. Councillor Lambert.
Thank you. I agree. I think regardless of where the vote goes tonight in regard to this application, I think, Mr. Scrub, I think we owe it to our residents to be able to negotiate or to try and at least try and help them in this regard, to have water. this is a situation that's getting worse and worse as time goes on. Perhaps maybe we should be helping them out a bit, at least by writing to Taswater, trying to do some kind of negotiation and support them. We can't just let this go unchecked. And I think we do need to do some work with Mr. Grubb and find out exactly what the issue is and some of the history behind it, and see if there is something that we can do to support them to council.
Councillor Adams, you had your hand up next.
I mean, this is an issue that we've discussed tonight with planning and issues. I think it's a state government enterprise that aren't delivering. Mm. I mean, it probably needs a new pipe through there so that you know, they can get the flows that they need to get. And if we put more development there, as the argument from the presenter has been articulated, we add to the problem. But we are not in a position to say no. If this goes to appeal, we would not win it on knocking this back, because the water's not flowing. And that's the problem we have with the whole planning scheme and the structure that's in place now. So I really have some sympathy for this and the garden that he talks about. But also for people that are developing there, they should have a proper water flow so that they can all go about their business.
Councillor Ginnin.
I wholeheartedly agree, but you know, shouldn't it be treated as two separate items? I mean, are we being fair to an enterprise that wants to start a business for the future? The issue's obviously been there for some time. Maybe it's something we should have done earlier, but that be the case, I'm just made aware of it now. Shouldn't we just treat it as two separate things and push the council to push Taswater, if that is at all possible, for a report on the water circulation, etc., in that area? Because it looks like there will be other development in that area in the future that will have demands for Taswater. So it'd be interesting to see what Taswater plans are for that area. We don't know, they may have upgrades in the pipeline, to say. So, I think we've been a little bit unfair to the current application, and as our planner said, we really haven't got any grounds to lock the application back. So at the end of the day, we're just seeing a little bit fiddling around with the whole thing and passing on to the general manager, who's going to look at it and go, well, I'll approve it anyway. So I honestly think that it should be treated in two part, and certainly the Taswater should be on here for council to pursue through to its nth degree. But the development, in my mind, should be approved tonight.
Are you suggesting an amendment to there?
I'd ask if that with the mover of that motion would look at that aspect, look at giving the development the opportunity to be approved tonight. But then we put the item of Taswater on the agenda and we have that pursued through by the relevant officers. And I don't think it'd do any harm for the new council to sit down with Taswater again and see what they've got planned for that area and other things that we've got issues with them.
I can't agree to that. I think the urgency that we put on by the 12th, if you put this urgency to try and get them to address it, they're not going to be able to fix it all overnight. But that will lead on to doing what you want to do. But at least if we start talking now and we give the power to the general manager, which he has anyway, because there is a time factor on the 15th, it does put a note of urgency on the issue, and that, really we should have perhaps looked at this some time ago. But now it's come, we really need to keep the pressure on, so I couldn't agree to that.
Okay, so there's no amendment. Councillor Brooks is next.
Oh, no, I was just going to second what Councillor Ginnin, and if he was going to put a motion up there.
Well, I'm happy to move amendment to that the original motion stands, and that the Taswater, that the officers discuss the issue with Taswater, and not just this issue. It's come upon us tonight. There must be other areas that the same issue arises in the municipality, and we look at this issue and other issues as a whole thing in the future.
So yeah, I'm quite happy to second that.
Okay.
And talking to it, yes, I think that's more of a sensible approach to take, given this application to you tonight, and we've only just sort of got wind of it.
Okay, I'll put the amendment. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
No.
Can I have hands up for those against, please? Councillor Polly, Councillor Calvert, Councillor Lambert, and Councillor Adams. We are 8 people, so that's lost.
So no, it's 4. 4 is 4.
With a default, it's lost.
I thought it's you sure?
Yes.
The default is the status quo.
So the member is lost. So we go back to the motion. I'll put Councillor Carpenter, you had your hand up before to sum up the motion, you're right. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Yes,
sorry.
Yes, yeah.
At the top there. Yeah. That the matter be deferred to the General Manager to seek advice from Tazewater prior to a delegated decision.
Yep.
Right. I'll put that motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
I need hands up for those against. Councillor Brooks and Councillor Ginninen. The motion's carried.
Yeah.
Right. That's it for planning.
Did you say carried?
Well, sorry, can I just I just request, that's just going to the General Manager. We mightn't hear the end of it from Tazewater perspective. I think it would be wise to put that on future agendas of the Council to look at Tazewater, not just this issue, but just to double check there's nothing else in the municipality
sure.
like it.
I'm sure there are a number of locations.
Yeah.
Well, we know for a fact that Skipper Hill and Lord
yes.
Hill
yes.
had the same answers there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we move out of planning.
Yeah.
Councillor Davis, Councillor Lambert, all those in favour?
Aye.
Again, carried. Okay, we're going to be moving into our closed council meeting. I'll just one item while we're not in closed yet. An objection was received by Mr. Gole in relation to the approval of the kennel licence at 310 Perth Mill Road, which has been tabled and will be recorded in the council meeting minutes. And a written response will be provided to Mr. Gole by the council officers. Now we'll move into close, but we need to ask the audience to leave, please.
I'll just make that there. You are. Thank you.
Do I have a second then?
Councillor Davis. Councillor Davis. Downstairs, water, set stuff, doesn't it?